Solve presents The Happy Girl, Part 1.
Breathe in relaxation. Breathe out a peaceful heart. If an emotion arises, anxiety, maybe anger, that's okay. Just notice it. Then, calmly, gently, bring yourself back to the breath. Breathe in relaxation.
Fuck!
Am I interrupting your moment of zen?
No, Superintendent Locke. What can I do for you?
Clear your mind. You've got a call.
But I'm on desk duty. Indefinitely.
Benham Falls, East Trailhead. Detective from Ben PD is waiting for you.
Detective Flaherty, Oregon State Police.
Detective Flaherty.
Hi.
Detective Lisa Watkins, Ben PD. Would you like to follow me? We're up the trail here, a little ways into the forest.
Thanks. You new, Watkins?
Yeah, I just moved from Portland.
Had enough city life?
Back there, I was deputy, mostly doing traffic violations. Ben PD had an opening for a detective. We're right over here.
What have we got?
Teenage girl, gunshot wound to the head.
Self-inflicted?
Not unless she shot herself in the back of the head. Sorry.
Let's have a look.
Her phone's on her. Battery's dead, but we ran the plates on the vehicle out by where you parked. Figure it's hers. Got a name of,
Kira Matthews.
You know her?
Damn it. Yeah. Yeah, I know her. She's my friend Tom's kid. 18, I think. That's when I got pulled off the bench. Okay, walk me through it.
Well, it's what you see is what you get, I'm afraid. Couple out for a morning hike, discovered the body. You saw that evidence marker on our walk over here? We believe those are her gloves. Found a bullet casing about 50 yards that way, so it looks like she was moved. No sign of the gun.
Keep looking.
We are. Yes, sir. Is this Tom a close friend of yours?
I mean, close enough. Went to high school together, see each other a few times a year, you know, barbecues, or fantasy baseball draft.
And what do you know about Kira?
I didn't see her all that much, but based on what Tom said about her, she seemed like your average teenager, you know? A nice girl. We'll get a couple more uniforms from State out here to help canvass the area.
Oh, that would be great.
We'll run this out of my office. That's all right with you?
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
Good. Can you handle the corner when they get here?
Sure. Where are you going?
To tell my friend his daughter's dead.
Tom, I am so sorry.
Are you gonna catch who did this?
You have my word.
Thought you were on some sort of administrative leave.
Brought back on probation. I just have to finish that court-mandated therapy and stay out of trouble.
And this isn't a conflict of interest, us being friends?
They're short-staffed. What are they gonna say? Plus, I got this kid from City PD working the case with me.
What Kira is now. My daughter. She's a case. Can't believe it.
Look, I know this is hard, but can you think of anyone who wanted to hurt Kira?
Why would anyone want to hurt Kira? She's just a sweet, happy girl.
All right. Well, bring me up to speed. Give me the snapshot of her life lately.
I mean, she's quiet, you know? She was taking a gap year before college. When she's here, she'd mostly stay in a room. She spent most of her time at her boyfriend's. Practically lived there.
What's the boyfriend's name?
Jason Kemp. Don't like the kid, if I'm being honest.
And why is that?
He's older. 25, 26. Just seems gross.
What was their relationship like?
You think she'd ever tell me? You'd have to ask him.
I will. I'm gonna need to have a look around her bedroom. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Upstairs.
I meant what I said, Tom. We're gonna catch the son of a bitch.
Thanks, Mikey.
Getting settled in?
Yes, thank you. I was just about to put up a map of the crime scene.
Oh, good, good. You'll like working with Flaherty. But, keep an eye on him.
How do you mean, sir?
There's a reason he was put on leave. Don't get me wrong, he's a great detective. But as important as your partner is in these investigations, nothing's more important than the case. Protect the case at all costs, even if it means protecting it from your partner.
Hey.
Hey, Flaherty. I'm sorry about Kira. How's Tom?
As you'd expect. How'd it go with the crime scene?
Nothing new, but we have guys scouring the woods now.
Good. Come with me.
Where are we going?
Kira had a boyfriend. The dad doesn't like him. So, let's see if we like him.
I can't believe it.
I'm very sorry, Jason. I know this is devastating to...
What was Kira doing in the woods that night?
I have no idea.
Did she tell you where she was going, who she was going with?
No, she didn't say.
Was she with you?
Hey, you just told him that his girlfriend's been murdered. Maybe take your foot off the gas.
Where were you Thursday night?
I was at a buddy's place.
Which buddy? When did you get home?
Steve Rodriguez. I got home late, maybe 1:30. I thought Kira would be here when I got in.
And her dad says she spent most of her time here.
Yeah, we were doing like a trial run living together.
Had she been acting differently at all? Did she seem anxious or upset about anything?
No, she seemed like herself.
Could she have been keeping secrets from you?
No.
See? That's a trick question. Of course she was. We all do. So if she was keeping something from you, who would she tell?
I guess Abby? That's her best friend, Abby Goodwin.
You get in touch with the Goodwin girl?
Yes. She agreed to speak with us tomorrow at her place, 11 o'clock.
Good. Thanks, Watkins. When we were talking to Jason, you didn't like the way I was pressing him.
It's not my approach, but that's fine.
We're trying to solve a murder. You think we should do it with kid gloves?
It's not what I was suggesting, and you really don't have to explain yourself. It's fine.
Odds are that one of these people we talked to, people who were close to Kira, is going to turn out to be the killer. You have to go hard if you want them to break. If you can't handle that...
No, really, it's all right. It's nothing I'm not used to.
Used to homicide investigations?
No. Angry men. Hello? Yes, thank you. We'll be right there. That was the ME. Autopsy's done.
I put the time of death between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m.
What time did the boyfriend say he was out?
1:30. Anything in the talks?
At the time of her death, she had methylene dioxymethamphetamine in her system.
MDMA. Party drug.
In terms of the physical examination, temperatures were around freezing that night. She had a hat and a jacket on, but no gloves, so you can see more advanced frostbite on the exposed areas, like her hands, face, and neck.
So those were her gloves on the trail.
Now, what's really strange is the angle of the gunshot wound on the back of her head. it would suggest the killer was aiming down and from some feet away. She was most likely kneeling when she was shot.
Execution style.
Why would anyone execute a teenage girl?
You all right?
Yeah. It's just disturbing. Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Not like this.
Hey, when are we going to talk to the girl's father?
I already talked to him.
No, I mean, talk to him.
Tom didn't kill his daughter.
You've been at this a lot longer than I have, so you know it could be anyone.
I hear you, Watkins, but I'm from here, okay? I grew up with the guy. If I thought he was a suspect, I'd have already brought him in.
Okay. Then what's next?
Just got Kira's bank records. With any luck, she used her debit card somewhere. No point of sale purchases. Wait. She did make a withdrawal that morning. Look.
$1,000?
Cleared out her savings the day she was killed.
Huh. Think she owed someone money? Abby, thanks for speaking with us. We're so sorry for your loss.
Yeah, thank you.
We went through Kira's phone. You're the last person she called the night she was killed. What did you two talk about?
Just the usual stuff, I guess. Complaining about our part-time jobs and how we've got to get new ones. We made plans to go shopping on the weekend.
Did she say if she was going to meet up with anybody that night?
She didn't mention anyone, no.
Do you know if she owed anybody money?
No. I mean, I don't know.
What about the drugs, Abby?
What drugs?
You can take that.
No, it's fine.
Kira did Molly that night. Where do you figure she got it from?
I don't know.
Could it have been Jason?
I doubt it. He's a dick, but I don't think he's into that stuff.
No. Why would you call him a dick?
Because he was cheating on Kira.
With who?
Everybody.
Did Kira know?
Yes.
Was Kira seeing anyone else, trying to even the score?
No! You're asking about her cheating and doing drugs? Kira was a good person.
We know that, Abby. Her father told me as much.
Her dad? What did he say?
He said she was sweet, you know? A happy girl.
He didn't even know her. If he did, he wouldn't describe Kira as happy.
I thought they were close.
Are you kidding? He treated Kira like shit. She hated him.
Feeling about this new case?
Working with this rookie detective from City PD. She seems sharp. Referred to me as an angry man the other day. Wondering if that's my reputation, or if I just present that way.
And if you do? If your partner thinks that of you, what would that mean to you?
Under a microscope as it is, I don't want to have to censor everything I say or do. This case is stressful enough as it is.
Because you don't want to let your friend down?
No, I don't. The rookie, she wants us to bring Tom in for an interview, official-like.
And you disagree?
It's crazy. Tom wouldn't hurt his daughter.
I thought it's the job of a detective to entertain every possibility, no matter how outlandish.
Now you're sounding like her. There is one thing. Kira's friend told us that Kira hated Tom. It's been eating at me.
Why is that?
Tom always seemed to get the things I was struggling with. My temper, I mean. Maybe that's because he was an angry man himself. Maybe he was a shit dad. And maybe I am a shit detective for not noticing.
Michael, a case this personal, it will test you. You'll have to be especially vigilant about monitoring your emotions, or else it could jeopardize the case. Like last time?
Sorry, this is the rookie.
It's okay, go ahead.
Hey.
Hey, we found the gun.
Please, tell me it's registered. Police, open up.
Hey! Get off of me! What are you...
Jason Kemp, we're arresting you on the suspicion of the murder of Kira Matthews.
What? I didn't do anything!
We found this gun in a bush not far from where Kira's body was found. Ballistics matched it to the shell casing we recovered at the scene. This is your gun, Jason. Right?
Yes, but... I didn't do it. I didn't kill her.
An easy way for you to make things worse for yourself would be to keep lying.
I'm not lying. It's my gun, but it was stolen. I realized it was gone after I spoke to you guys. I didn't think it had anything to do with Kira.
Okay, listen. The only fingerprints on the gun belong to you and Kira. How do you explain that?
Kira and I would go to the shooting range sometimes. That's the only time I ever used the gun.
So your story is that somebody stole your gun to kill your girlfriend. What, to frame you?
I don't know. I left it in a shoebox at the back of my closet like I always do. Somebody must have broken in and stolen it. I have no idea, but I didn't kill Kira.
Get comfortable. You're gonna be here a while. We're holding him on suspicion for now. We'll need to tie a few things up before we can charge him with murder.
You sure it was him?
He looks good for it. Yeah.
That son of a bitch!
We spoke to Abby Goodwin.
Abby? Yeah? Okay. What's she saying?
Well, she said you and Kira... Well, she said you didn't get along.
So what are you asking?
I'm asking, as a friend, not a cop. What was going on there?
You know how much I used to party, right? I've been trying to get it under control, Mikey, I swear. I'm mostly off the hard stuff, but... Sometimes when I drink, I guess Kira caught the brunt of it. What I wouldn't give to have a second chance. To be a better dad.
You want to do right by your daughter? Start cleaning it up. Now, there'll be a trial, and we'll need you.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Hey. Hey! Hey, where do you think you're taking him? This man's in our custody.
My client's been released. I'm taking him home.
Your client's the prime suspect in a murder investigation.
Then charge him. Otherwise, out of the way.
Flaherty!
Detective, out of our way, please.
Flaherty, you've got to let him leave.
I told you, I didn't do it.
You walk out of here, don't you think for a second that you're a free man?
Okay, that's enough.
Yes, it is. Come on. I tried calling you. Your phone's off. 24 hours is up. We can't hold him.
His alibi?
Checked out. His friend confirmed they were drinking together until about 1:30. Says Jason never left his sight.
That's bullshit. He's covering for him. Hey, Jason!
Hey, you need to calm down. Maybe the friend is covering for him, but the lawyer's right. We don't have enough to charge him. You getting in that kid's face won't change that.
You protecting me now, Watkins?
I'm protecting the case.
I can't fucking believe this shit.
Are you okay?
We need more evidence? Fine. Come on. Anything in Kira's text with Jason?
Standard toxic relationship stuff. They fight, he says he loves her, rinse, repeat. How about her email?
Doesn't look like her and Jason communicated much on here. Nothing unusual otherwise.
Check the trash?
Empty.
What about the drafts folder?
Oh, let me check. Watkins? Look, look.
Holy shit.
What is this? What is this a personal ad?
Yeah, it's, this is one of those anonymous email threads when you post something on Craigslist. Scroll down. Yeah, you should be able to see the original ad.
Here. It looks like she posted it a couple of months ago.
I want to hire someone to kill me. Have you ever wondered what it feels like to take a life? I'm looking for someone who will follow through. Private meeting spot in a secluded location. You will shoot me in the back of the head and it will never be traced back to you. $1,000 cash. Serious inquiries only.
Kira put a hit out on herself?
So much for the happy girl.
Detective Michael Flaherty was played by Michael Trainer. Detective Lisa Watkins by Dalal Batter. Tom Matthews by Jason Huber. Kira Matthews by Gina Vittori. Abby Goodwin by Lexi DiBenedetto. Gert Craig by Scott Cooper Ryan. Jason Kemp by Eric Lopez. Suzanne by Aaron Coker. Superintendent Brian Locke by Darren Cooper. This episode of Solve was written and directed by Corey Surge. Executive produced by Corey Surge. Executive produced by Walt Palmer and Sterling Barnett. Casting by Daisy Laura. Audio production and post-production by Salt Audio. Production manager Liz LeMay. Recording engineer Zach Jurich, Hope Brush, and John Schmidt. Original music and score by Nathan Turchon. Edited and mixed by Zach Jurich. Assistant editor, Shaihang Zhu. Sound design by Eric Rachelson. Script supervisor, Marilyn Miller.